Successful living is and can be yours to the degree that you're aware of the reality and your relationship to it. Think about it. Most people live in a mental fog or on autopilot, right? Only at rare times, remotely sensing that they are part of some greater reality. In life, it's often said that you don't get what you want, you get what you are. So think about that for a moment. What are you vibrating? What are you getting? The best way to improve yourself is to change what goes into your mind. And that's where creation really begins, what you're thinking. So what you think determines what you do. Then think about it. What you do determines what you accomplish. And it's been said that the whole world loves a winner, and there is a reason why. So just imagine not living to your full potential, what that feels like, or living to please others and not living out your own dreams. So many of us are trapped in this cycle of having to please everyone, not being able to say no. Could there really be anything worse than not living your full potential? So I want to welcome you in today for Affirmations for Living. I am your host, Reverend Dr. Edvige, and today we're going to explore living your life and what that looks like. My guest is Anthony Lamar Smith. He is the author of LIFE, which is, of course, Life Intentional, right? He shares his story and his 21-day strategies to living your dream, to live out to your full potential. And that's what this is all about, especially as we move into a new year. You know, we're only 2 months into it, and we have all of these ideas and revelations and resolutions and all these things, right, as we start fresh. But do we have the tools to really do that? And so he has a 21-day program, really fascinating, and we are going to give you those tools so that you can really truly begin to empower yourself and to create the life you want. But first, let me tell you a little bit about who I am so that you can check it out. Affirmations for Living, as you know, I have a website and I have a spiritual life coaching service. So Affirmations for Living is all about affirming a positive way of living. That's what this show is all about, sharing with you the knowledge from week to week on how you can take control of your life and truly manifest what it is for you, however it looks, right? Because it is your birthright to live with passion and purpose, and it is your birthright, in fact, to prosper. So imagine that right now, in this very moment, you can gain the confidence and the courage to do just that. If you haven't been to my website, know that I offer really lots of tools and services to assist you on your journey. I have 13 categories of affirmations. And by the way, now, I have a smart app, and if you haven't downloaded that app, do so. It's free, and every Monday I send out a free affirmation. It's called Affirmation Mondays, and that way you have that tool that you repeat that every day, all day, for 7 days, right? And we begin to change. We begin to create the life we want. So you say that for 7 days, and then you get a new one. And before you know it, as we go through, the first group is positive thinking. So as we do a month or two of positive thinking affirmations, we really can begin to change what we're feeling and what we're vibrating. Also on there, I have guided meditations, and it's really important that you, if you haven't begun to do the work, that you begin to connect to your higher self, where really the answers of who you are all internal. So I would invite you to get that meditation. It's guided. You just listen to it, follow it, and that will help you to really begin to connect in that way. And of course, we have lessons in my master series. So everything from the energy of money to truly what love is all about. So whatever you're looking for, whether it be health, wealth, happiness, visit affirmationsforliving.net today and begin to make those changes. All righty. So without further ado, I think we're going to bring Anthony in. I want you to call in if you have any questions. If you're feeling stuck, I invite you to call in, and that number is 323-203-0815. Again, 323-203-0815. Call in with your questions. You know, I'm always here to help as best I can. Well, hello, everyone, and we are back. You are live indeed, so don't say anything, Anthony, that you'll regret later because we're recording. So I want to thank you. Again, you are listening to Affirmations for Living, and I invite you to call in if you have any questions. If you're really stuck, this is the opportunity to get unstuck, right? So the number is 323-203-0815. So hello, Anthony. Welcome in. Welcome in. How are you?
Thank you. I am great. I am doing fantastic. Thank you for having me on your show. How are you?
I am well, thank you. You know, it's so funny. We're like happy, positive, upbeat, and everyone's listening to us like they're really sick. What's their problem?
There's no other choice. You know, I tried misery. I tried sadness. I tried the loneliness, and I didn't like it. I like the way it feels to be upbeat and to think positive because, of course, you and I know, and many of your listeners, that we will attract into our lives whatever is in alignment with our most dominant thoughts. And if my most dominant thoughts is happiness and joy, passion, love, that's what I continue to attract.
Amen, amen, and amen. By the way, happy Valentine's Day to everyone out there. It is February 14th after all, isn't it?
It is. Happy Valentine's Day.
Indeed. So, you know, it's so important that people really, really get that. The universe and all of these universal laws, and there's like 50 of them, believe it or not, the foundation is on being positive. Everything will work out for you regardless of if you have the little bumps in the road or the ebbs and the flows. If we stay in a positive frame of mind, we can really maneuver this thing called life, which is energy, and really to create the life we want. So what makes you an expert on personal development and, well, achievements?
Well, you know, that's a very good question. It's funny that you said that we each have this purpose to live passionately, and that the life would be so much easier if we were thinking positive. Well, for many of us, we have to learn this behavior because we were brought into this three-dimensional reality. And we were mistaught so many things that we have adapted into our daily lives. And so we buy into fear. We buy into failures. We buy into all the mishaps of life. We buy into loneliness and sadness. And like I said before, I tried all those things. Mm-hmm. And because it didn't work for me, I decided I wanted to be reconnected with the real Anthony, the spiritual being who just happens to live in this three-dimensional reality that we refer to as a body.
See?
And so coming into that understanding that I'm here to have an experience, not to become one with this reality, but to enjoy this experience, and that I actually live, that we each live in what I refer to as a parallel reality. We're spiritual beings who just happen to live in a natural manifestation, and so we're able to pull from the real world, the spirit world, that which we desire in this particular world. And it took the bumps and the bruises. It took all the mistakes. It took the failures. At least for me, it did. It doesn't have to be this way. And it's funny because when I speak with my children who are 13 and 16 and a half, mm-hmm. I can share with them what I've learned all these years later so that they don't have to make those same mistakes or learn from the failures. They can learn from my successes. And so having learned that is one of the reasons why I have dedicated my life and this book, Life Intentional, L-I-F-E, which stands for Living in Fullness Every Single Day, maximizing our lives, you know, attracting as much energy into our lives so that we can exhale that energy out into the universe. And I wanted to share what I've learned through my trials and my errors and all of my successes, just how I was able to adapt that personality.
You know,
but also, go ahead.
Think about it for a minute. The chaos is not necessarily a bad thing, because chaos usually will bring you into harmony. It's really about becoming aware in this moment. What am I thinking? What am I feeling? What am I vibrating? And understanding that, you know, all of these experiences will hopefully cause you to become aware in your thinking, in your living, and then you can really master it. So, you know, there really isn't making the wrong choice or the right choice, or it really is we all are on this path. And we can take this path direct and the shortest route. And hopefully your kids will, because hopefully they're living through your experiences and your failures. So we can take this road, right, as short and quick and direct as we can, or we can be the adventurous spirit, because we know that this is just the illusion. It's just a play. We wrote those pages. And so we can veer off that path. We can take cartwheels. We can go down the stream and I'm like, oops, why am I going up paddling so hard? Let me go back and turn that boat around and start paddling downward again and go with the flow. And so all roads lead home. Hopefully they do. It just depends on who you are, your personality, and how you choose to traverse that road. And so we really have to remember not to beat ourselves up when we appear, right, because it's all our perception, when we appear off the path. We really aren't off the path. We're just going along, you know, the more vivid, picturesque way.
I like how you said that, the vivid, picturesque way. But, you know, it's funny, though, but see, as I was sharing with you all a few minutes ago, is that some of this behavior is a learned behavior for many of us, for most of us,
mm-hmm.
actually.
Oh,
it's
yes,
like one of your models you teach that we each have permission to awaken this courage, to awaken the courage to live a passionate life, to live a life on purpose. And in my book, Life Intentional, I deal with courage. And one of the chapters in the book is entitled, You Don't Need More Faith. What you need is the courage to act on your faith. And so how do we develop this? How do we develop courage? Well, for one, I've come to understand that fear is inverted faith. That's it. Simple. It means that you believe more in what you don't want to happen than what you actually do.
So in other words,
it is impossible for you not to operate in faith. You're just choosing to express your faith towards what you really don't want to happen versus expressing it what you want to. So if it's impossible for me not to operate in faith, I just made up my mind that I'm going to use my faith solely for that which I want to accomplish. Now, then we have to realize that we need to break things down. I think a reason why so many people are afraid is because we look at issues, obstacles, and situations in our lives as being much grander than we are, being much bigger.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And because we think they're so much bigger than us, you know, like the whole Goliath thing and the story in the Bible, and everybody was afraid of this giant, you know, and then all of a sudden the one little man is like, you know, I'm not afraid of you. So we have to look at that same situation, our what appears to be a scary situation or scenario in our lives, and we want to break it down into the smallest particle, into the smallest point. Does that make sense so far?
Absolutely. And, you know, the thing is, there, like you're saying, there is no failure. And if you make it, I always say baby steps. When I do my life coaching, I'm like, okay, let's take baby steps. We don't have to look at the grandiose whole thing. But if we could just today, what aspect of it can I accomplish today? And now I've made that one little step. I've accomplished that. Now the next day, okay, let's take another step. And what can we do today? And before you know it, you have accomplished this whole grand thing. But let's break
100%.
It apart, like you're saying, so that it's not 100%. Overwhelming to us, you know?
That is correct, 1,000. That's one of the other chapters that I have in the book where we're dealing with doing each day in an efficient manner all that is necessary to accomplish your dreams and your goals. So, for instance, like what we do at my coaching company, Life Consultancy, which piggybacks off of the book Life Intentional, we want to share with our clients exactly how you want to break things down to a smaller dimension. So, for instance, if you have a client that want to lose, let's say, 100 pounds,
okay.
Well, we definitely don't necessarily want to focus all of our attention on the 100 pounds. Because remember, you want to attract into your life whatever is in alignment with your most dominant thoughts. So
exactly.
If we're focusing so much on the 100 pounds, we'll actually probably end up putting on 100 pounds rather than losing it. But if we break it down and we say, but if we break it down and we say, for instance, that every 3,000 calories, I think it is, every 3,000 calories equals a pound. Well, let's say you have a client and they're eating 4,000 calories per day. And we know that this person should only be eating 1,800 to 2,000 calories a day. Mm-hmm. Well, instead of saying, okay, starting tomorrow, we're going to put you on a 2,000-calorie diet, I'd much rather say, if you're currently eating 4,000 calories, let's take it down to 3,000 calories. And we'll do that for 21 days. Because we teach in the book, Life Intentional, that, you know, as that psychologists have proven that it generally takes about 21 days for us to create and or dismiss a habit. Mm-hmm. So we focus on reducing it in smaller denomination for the next 21 days. We will have reduced 21,000 calories from our intake, on average giving us about a 7-pound loss in weight. And then we'll take the next 21 days and we'll bring it down to, say, 2,500 calories, or we'll bring it down to 2,000 calories. Eventually, we'll get there. And then you'll wake up a year from now, and you will have lost the 100 pounds, but you did not necessarily suffer greatly.
Thank
in
you.
The beginning.
And there was no, yeah, and there was no stress for it. It didn't seem overwhelming. You know what? And let's step back for a second, because you and I know what we're talking about, but I don't know if the audience does. You know, we're talking about core beliefs, and you have to understand that the subconscious mind is a crazy thing. Right? And we're seeded from childhood. We're seeded from the DNA of our grandparents, our great-great-grandparents, their bad habits, their good habits, their predispositions. All of those things are carried through genetically through the DNA. That's the sins of our fathers, our 3 and 4 generations. And then we have what we've done in past lives and all of these things. And so those really are what seed that core belief, what your parents talked about as you were a child, what you hear on television, and what you grew up to go into your subconscious. Because your subconscious does not know what is the truth or what is a lie. Everything to your subconscious is the truth. And so then that goes in and it seeds you and you become that belief. And so that's your core belief. So if you're saying, you know, I'm going to win $1 million, and your core belief is, are you crazy? You're worth 10 bucks. All the affirmations in the world, and you know I'm all about affirmations.
Absolutely.
All the affirmations in the world, not going to do diddly squat until we get to the core of it. And we reprogram your core belief, and we let go of all those things. So that's really an important step in all of this that I know I do in my coaching, and I'm sure that you do as well, Anthony, in your coaching. We have to get down to the nitty-gritty of what your core is, so then we can go and reprogram you. And while you're doing that, we do everything in little baby steps to move you forward so nothing is so overwhelming to you, because then you shut down. And that's why, you know, what you're saying is so important, because we don't want you to shut down. We want you to just do it, you know, one little step at a time. And before you know it, you've made it to the end of that path, and it's like, wow, look at me now.
So that's a fact. And that's what we deal with in the novel Life Intentional. It's based upon stories from my life, real life stories. I keep it 100% in there. I want to keep it truthful and share with people in a dramatic fashion, of course. It's not just simply an information book. It's a self-help novel. It's filled with entertainment. It's filled with comedy. It's filled with drama. And I went through all of these things in order to learn what you just talked about, those mm-hmm. core beliefs. So, for instance, when I meet with a client and we're trying to identify what their core belief is, it's okay mm-hmm. to start at whatever your particular belief may be. If you desire $1 million and you have a $50,000 a year personality or mindset, that's fine, because mm-hmm. I was there too. And what I wanted to do then was, because my initial core belief, when I started working for the bank, I was 21 years old, I was working for a big bank downtown Chicago, and I wanted to earn $36,000 a year. So I went in and I applied for the banker's position that paid $36,000 a year. Well, they turned me down because I had no experience, and they offered me a teller position. And the teller position paid $18,400 a year.
You know
so
those
then
numbers.
I remember. Hey, because and which that check didn't mean nothing. That check was $621 twice a month. So that was $18,000 a year wasn't doing anything. And I was newlywed. I had a handset, and I'm trying to take care of a wife and the kid on $1,200 a month. And this was 1996, but even still, God, 1996, 1997, really? It still wasn't any money. But at that time, that was my belief. But I desired to earn $100,000 a year. That was the goal that I had. So I said, all right, no problem. So my plan was I was going to get my wife to apply for the same teller position. Hey, 18, that's 36. Hey, bam, we right there. And so I still hit my 36,000. Well, at that time, I was able to celebrate the success. Whatever it is that you want, if you believe in 50,000, let's start right there. Let's celebrate. Because once you're in the $50,000 a year range, you know that it's possible. Mm-hmm. Your faith has been increased. And mm-hmm. so then, after staying in that position for a minute, I then developed enough courage to go after a six-figure job as a mortgage banker. I believed it. And so when I got into that position in 1998, my first year on the job, I made $97,000. Now, of course, I wanted to make $100,000, so did I get angry? No.
Well, and that's the other part of it is the gratitude. You've got to be grateful for every step, for every accomplishment, even for every failure, because that is what's giving you the tools to keep on going and to move through it.
It really
and
does.
So gratitude is so key to this, regardless of where you are and what you think you're messing up. No, be grateful and keep going.
And see, and also because I was grateful, of course, but I was not content. I wasn't content. Because what we have to understand is that when you have a desire, that is the God part of you that is trying to express itself. That's
indeed
the real you. Mm-hmm. You follow me? That's the real Edwards. That's the real Anthony. That's the real Barbara or Johnny or whoever is listening to us. The real you is that person that is seeking to express himself over there.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so if you have this desire, that really initially is a part of your core belief trying to expand itself.
Well, your true self.
It's the true self. So because our core beliefs start out based upon our environment and our associations and our experiences, we truly, at all points in our lives, continue to desire something because we weren't brought into this world just to die. You know, one of the things that I mentioned in my book is that nothing could be worse than to arrive at the point of death only to realize that you have never lived.
Think about that. Really? I mean, that's so significant. And so many people are stuck. So many people get into this rut, and they really don't fully live their lives. And that is just so sad.
It's very sad, which is why at my consultancy company, we want to identify what it is that your true passion is. And we also teach this in the book, In Life Intentional. We teach identifying what the true passion. I sincerely believe that we're all born with our true passions embedded within our spirit. Mm. And that we just want to be reconnected with that dreamer. You know, like that when you were a little girl and you used to lay in the bed at night and you would fantasize and you would envision this grand future and you were going to do that, you were going to do that, and you would, and you just had, and you were embedded with all types of dreams that were, you truly believe that you would accomplish. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, as time progressed, different situations and scenarios happened, and we started to eat that dreamer. So what I do and teach in the book, Life Intentional, Living in Fullness Every Day, is to reconnect with the little girl, reconnect with the little boy, who still has those dreams, that still desire these things. And we also want you to realize is that as time progresses, the dreams that you may have had when you were 13, 15, 16, well, those change as time progresses. That's all right.
That's all right, yeah.
You said, that's okay. I really believe, I was telling my daughter, my 13-year-old, I said, sweetie, you know, I asked her because she turned 13 December 17th. Mm-hmm. And I said, sweetie, you know, it's been a month or two. I said, how do you feel being a teenager right now? How do you feel being 13? And she's like, oh, I don't know, Dad. I guess, I don't know. I guess it still feels the same. And I said, so do you like getting older, or do you still like, you know, the way it felt when you were a little kid? She's like, well, I guess it's both. It's good and it's bad. You know, she went on to explain that she likes being a kid because you can be carefree and really have no responsibilities. And she also likes getting older because people respect her more and she has all these new visions. She says, I think about my future all the time. And I was trying to explain to her, I said, see, because you're in a new phase of your life. And when you turn 21 or 25, you may have new dreams. You're going to be in a different phase. The thing that I wanted to do when I was in my early 20s, now I'm almost 40, I don't necessarily want to do those things, but there are principal dreams and goals and aspirations that I've always had that I do still want to do. So oh, we also want to remind our clients that it's okay if your dreams and your passion or you believe that your purpose has changed. All we want you to do is to connect with that passion, connect with that dreamer, rediscover the real you.
The real you, and yeah, exactly.
And then let's identify a plan and bring it all the way down to a smaller dimension so that you can see that you can truly accomplish this. And you will.
And you will. And trust me, it doesn't even matter how large a dream it is, because for me growing up, I always wanted to be a singer. And I mean, I just saw myself on stage performing, and before I knew it, I mean, you know, I've actually performed at Madison Square Garden. I sang at the 90s Super Bowl. I mean, I was in front of 75,000 people singing. So,
wow. It's like,
and all up and down, you know, I live in Vegas, so we're all up and down the strip in the casinos. So I got to live out my dream, and as I was doing it, I'm like, oh my goodness, this is really cool and fun. And so, yes. And then you accomplish something, and I did it for years. It's like, okay, now what? And so you move to the next phase, because as you accomplish it, it's like, okay, I experienced it, and that's cool. I like it. I could do that again. Now I want more. And so then that vision of who you are begins to expand. And that's where I am now with the expansion of my vision. So, yes, I can still sing, been there, done that. But now I get to reach people on another level, and I get to help people empower themselves and to fulfill their dreams and now feel the energy of what that feels like. You know, watching them blossom. And, I mean, really, that's just amazing.
You know what? I'm glad that you said that, Edwidge, because that was one of my greatest fears, that I woke up and I realized that the fulfillment of my dreams and goals, that there were so many other people that are directly connected to it. Mm-hmm. And I'll give you an example, for instance. You and I have a mutual friend on Facebook. And this mutual friend is actually my uncle. And I just realized this, that you and I were, that we were friends with him. He's my father's brother. And I remember when he was, Billy, he's my father's brother.
Wow.
And I remember when he used to, I was born and raised in Gary, Indiana, and he came out to visit. I didn't even meet him until I was an adult, because he had been out, you know, in Vegas and singing and all over the country and all around, you know, pursuing his dreams. And he came, we had a big Christmas party, and we had it at my parents' business, and we had this huge open area, and my father plays the drums. And some of his employees, they played all the other instruments. Mm-hmm. So Billy was like, oh, man, you know, shoot, hey, let's practice. And, man, he came out there, man, in front of the family and all of our friends, and he performed. And, I mean, he tore it up. He put on his biggest jacket and everything. He gave us a show like we were in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah, we know how to.
Okay, y'all perform. Now, y'all know how to throw down, right?
We know how to perform.
And it was so refreshing to see him. I was maybe about, I don't know, I might have been like 25 or 26. when he did this. And it was so exciting to see someone who was much older than me, who's my father's brother. He's his, my father's baby brother. And he was out in Las Vegas living his dream.
Dream, yes.
In spite of, he still pursued his dreams and his goals. And I knew from then on, there was nothing that was going to stop me. I wanted to do the same thing, no matter what that goal is. I mean, if it's to be a nurse, if it's to be a librarian, if you want to own your own business, you want to go back to school and graduate with a PhD, whatever, it doesn't matter. It's your dream, and you should start living it right now.
And not only that, you have to almost be blindsided, because there are going to be people who come in and out of your life who say, you know, especially, you know, a young woman growing up in New Jersey, you want to sing, what's wrong with you? You know, I mean, that's not a real life. That's not a real job. And, you know,
oh,
I'm like,
oh, God, so I've been through that.
Hello. So, you know, you really have to develop thick skin. And then moving out here, and it's like, I'm a little bitty thing, okay? And it's like going on auditions, I'd know all the material, and they're like, you're really cute, but you don't fit the outfit. I'm sorry, they're too big for you. And I'm like, huh? What? I'm like, really? So you have to be okay with that and believe and hold that faith within yourself. And then you go back and you have that talk to yourself and you use those affirmations and you tell yourself, I am somebody. I am that I am, because you will eventually vibrate to the right person and that person will give you the break. And
okay, come on now, you're preaching.
Hello. Well, you know, I am ordained.
Amen. Come on. Yes.
So now you have the 21 precepts, and it's really important because you're really breaking it down step by step. So let's just go into some of that while, you know, time flies. So I really want to really get into the book and how it breaks down these 21 days and the 21 truths.
Well, I developed the 21. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I developed the 21 precepts based because when 2008, when the economy collapsed, prior to that, you know, I had owned millions upon millions of dollars worth of real estate. Had done very, very well in the real estate investment market. I had 3 offices. I own my own mortgage banking company, part ownership in a construction company and a real estate company. And everything seemed to be good. And I was not happy, of course, because the only area of my life that I truly felt successful was financially. Mm. And I enjoyed my life, but I knew that I was not fulfilling my true purpose, as what I've always wanted to do was to be a writer, an author, a speaker, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And so when the economy collapsed and tenants are not paying and properties are going into foreclosure, and the banking business dried up, and the lenders pulled out, and I lost hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars in bad investments, et cetera. Now I had to realize, what is it that I'm going to do? And so I sat down and I started praying. I went into the spirit realm, and I'm asking God, what should I do? What is it that you desire for me to do? And I knew instantly, I could hear the voice of God, the God within me telling me to write. And I sat at my computer, and I just started writing what I heard, thus says the Lord. And that's where the 21 precepts, these truth precepts, came about. And I asked God, well, then, why did you want me to entitle the book Life Intentional? Life, L-I-F-E, living in fullness every day. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, my words are truth, and they are life. He wanted me to speak life into the readers, into your audience, so they can revise, they can recalibrate with the dreamer. And so these 21 truth precepts came about so that each person can take one of the precepts each day, apply it to their life over the next 21 days to create a new mindset, a wealth consciousness. And so what is wealth consciousness? Well, I remember reading in the scriptures that it talks about wealth and riches to follow me, and et cetera. And a light bulb went off in my head, because I always thought that wealth and riches were the same thing, because we use them synonymously, and there's a slight difference. Wealth is prosperity consciousness.
Yes.
And the riches is the physical manifestation of your thinking. So the dreams, the houses, the cars, the goals, the graduations, the healthy lifestyle, a successful marriage, a loving relationship, all of those things are the fruition of your thinking. So we wanted to help the reader to renew their mind towards wealth consciousness so they can attract into their lives what they sincerely desire, which is what we've been talking about all day.
Wow. Yeah. Makes sense. Absolutely makes sense. So this definitely, would you consider it to be a self-help book, or would it be a religious book? I would say a little bit of both. But because...
You know, I like to refer to it, what it's been referred to actually, as a self-improvement novel. Because
okay.
the book really doesn't just come out with all of these, okay, do X, Y, Z, and bam, and you're there. I tell the story. It's a patron. I just got a text from a reader yesterday. It said, man, I bought your book, and I decided to take it on the plane with me on a business trip. He said, I thought I'd just read a few pages and fall asleep. Man, I read the entire book, man, in less than 2 hours or something, he said. He read it. And he said, oh, my God, it was so inspirational. I got to get this book to my ex-wife. I got to get this book to everybody they need to know. I shared it with the lady behind me because she was laughing, and she heard me laughing, reading some of the stories, and I was just blown away by the stories. So it's really a novel that just offers a lot of self-improvement tools and strategies in the book to help you. But I highlight all three of my personalities. So
three
I like to tell people.
Alrighty,
I like to tell people all the time that I truly believe that we each have more than one personality, that we have multiple personalities. And what I mean by that is you're not the same Edwidge around your closest, dearest friends as you are when you're dealing with your clients or if you're talking to your spiritual advisor. You're not being fake. You just showcase a different personality, that's all. And so I have
a little
the...
more refined.
We do, you know. I don't talk to my mother the same way I talk to my best friend. You know, there's just certain language, a certain topic that I just don't discuss with her. But I have those closest friends, and I can keep it 100. That's all I mean. And so in the book, I'm also a professional comic. So I have a lot of comedy in the book. I also have this witty side of me from my education and my experiences and my background. And so I express that in the book. And then I have this spiritual side that some people may refer to as religious. And I don't like that term religion anymore because it's starting to get such a negative connotation. You know, what's your religion? Because religion has been so divisive, you know.
Well,
but there's a lot
the
of spiritual...
Of it, we're moving from religious doctrine anyway, and we are becoming a spiritually based society. And that means that we are actually looking within and finding the truth because it's within us. And so, yeah, we don't need to use the word religious or religion or any of those things because they really do, you know, seem so negative. But we are moving from that anyway. So it's a good thing.
I think so. I think let me
especially
separate
the
that everybody.
Well, yeah.
Yeah! It rocked the Catholic
Hello.
Church. Oh, my God, like 600 years. Because, you know, you get to a point where we live our lives based on rituals and all these things that we're supposed to do, and then we get caught up
yes.
in the act. In other words, like Jesus said, we have the form of godliness. We do. We do.
Yeah.
We have the form of godliness, but we're denying the power. I'm sorry, go ahead.
And absolutely. And the thing is, we're on autopilot. And, okay, I have to do this because my mother did it, because her mother did it. It's like, no, people, become individuals. This is about empowering yourself. So if you don't want to do this particular tradition, whatever it is, you know, I mean, I don't decorate a tree for Christmas. I never have as an individual grown woman because I'm like, it's for kids. I don't have kids. Big deal. I'm not missing anything. You know, it's not like I don't like the holiday.
Sure.
Don't prepared to do any of those things, but that's okay. So you can't look at someone and judge them because they choose to do things differently now. We all need to break out and live life how
exactly.
we see our lives unfolding and stop living our lives for other people. That's what this is about. That's what
we're
talking about.
There you go again, preaching.
I know. How do we live our lives ourselves? And that's what this is all about. That's what my show is about, what I teach, what you're sharing. We get to express God as ourselves.
Yes, absolutely. It's like the scripture when Jesus, when he said that he was committing blasphemy because he said the Father and I are one. And they were like, with the, you know, and he rebutted something like, well, does not the scripture say that ye are gods? Well, of course, he was talking about the no one is saying that you in particular are the Alpha and the Omega, but we're descendants of the Alpha and the Omega. And so I remember one of my spiritual teachers was saying a few weeks ago, he says, every word that comes after I am, you become. You attract it to your life. I am poor. I am sick. I am stupid. I am fat, or I am smart. I am beautiful. I am successful. Everything that you speak, because our words are spirit. We're spirit. We're speaking big beings, and so you can't see my words. But of course, with my words, I can paint a picture. I can give you clarity. I can give you understanding. And so, when the Father teaches in the Bible that I am, the reason why he can't lie is because whatever he says becomes. And he gave us that same spiritual creative ability when he taught us to speak forth the things that be not as if they were already.
Already.
And again, it goes back to what I was saying earlier, because we live in a parallel reality. We live both spiritually and naturally. And so we speak from the spirit realm, ideas, witty inventions, intuitions, all these things, those come from the spirit. They come from the subconscious mind that you were talking about earlier. And we relay those to the conscious mind, and the conscious mind, we then speak those words so that we could connect the spirit realm and the natural realm. They could become one, and we then therefore manifest that which we speak.
Absolutely.
And that's what we talk about also in the book.
Yeah, because that energy, and understand that it is energy. And if I had time, I would share this amazing story where I was given the will of the I Am Presence. Literally, Jesus appeared to me, and the will of the I Am was given to me. And I was shown it is. Yes. We'll have a conversation off the phone. And
I
was shown how it was pure energy. And this energy, then my body started to go in a wave up and down, and I could feel this energy. And that is the creation. It is the attention given to the intention. It is the will behind the I am. It was powerful. And I'm like, whoa, I get it.
Wow, love it.
I get it. And so so what's your intention now? You have this book. What's your intention? How do you reach the people? What is your goal with this work?
My intention is for this book to be used as a tool, as a strategy, to attract all of the people that have already been assigned to the wisdom and the knowledge and the insight that's outlined in the book. I literally wrote the book simply because it was impressed upon my spirit by God to share my story, the good and the bad, because there are people out there that are living it just like that. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to make sure that the book was not just your typical self-help book or your typical self-improvement book that just gives these happy tools and strategies, you know, because most people really and truly don't live their life like that. Most people are in a fix. They are in bad relationships. There's
Most
a reason why.
Are, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we need to give them hope.
And they do. And they need the hope, not necessarily from this beautiful, eloquent words of wisdom that some people get at their churches every single Sunday, and they don't know that their pastors at home struggling, and their pastors are dealing with some of the same issues that they preach so heavily against. You know, yeah. Don't do this, don't do that. You're going to hell for everything, especially the church that I grew up in.
It's so important that we stand in our truth and that we be authentic and that we be for real. And so, yes, life happens. And guess what? I might be sitting up here saying how positive I am, but you know what? Things happen. How do you respond? How do you respond to those things when they happen is what sets us apart. I choose to see the challenge of it and move through it with grace and ease. I don't wallow in it and use it as a crutch to hold me back. That's what empowering yourself is all about, because life happens and things are going to happen, both good and bad. How do I respond to them?
How do I respond? And the thing about it is, see, for me, I didn't always think this way. I wasn't always as astute as you are, Edward. See, I learned these things, and so that's what I highlight in the book. I mean, I used to have some knocked-out, drag-out fights with God. I mean, I'm snapping off on him. You know, I'm pissed at you, God. You're getting on my nerves. I mean, I write all of this stuff in the book.
Why are you making this happen to me? You know, people are good for that one.
Oh,
God, why did you make this happen to me today?
That was one of them that I don't think I ever did the why do you make me happen, but I sure got pissed out of my life. I sure did. I mean, I'm cussing and I'm mad and every darn thing. And I put it in and I write exactly how I felt during that time. And I also write what I heard God saying to me after I finished throwing my temper tantrum, and how that he still continued to love me. And it was so refreshing that even that God's favor was still on my life when I was doing some of the most, oh my God, egregious things to myself, operating in so many ways.
Love only goes one way. Love is just pure energy. And you're either in the stream of it or you're not. See, the stream did not turn off and go the other direction. The stream is continuous and constant. Get into it or you're out of it. So now how can we reach you? Because we're almost to the end. And so do you have workshops going on now or, you know, what's up?
Yeah, my team and I are developing a workshop now inside of the Wealth Creation Group. The Wealth Creation Group will be, we're going to travel the country. It's going to be 3, 4, maybe 5 speakers, and we're going to deal with our audience by helping them to reconnect with the dreamer in them, and we're going to coach them to develop a plan of action that they could do every single day, how to maintain the enthusiasm, the excitement, while they are taking action to accomplish this dream and this goal. That's the Wealth Creation Group. More information about that can be found on our website, lifeintentional.net. You can also find information about ordering a copy of the book. That's lifeintentional.net, www.lifeintentional.net. The book is also available on Amazon, and it's available on Amazon Kindle. So you can get all the information about me, either just Google Life Intentional on Amazon or search for Life Intentional on Amazon. It's L.I.F.E. Life Intentional. Living in fullness every day.
Perfect. I want to thank you, Anthony. I'm going to call you back shortly.
Yeah.
please. But I'm done with my hour, so.
My fiance wants to talk with you as well, so yeah, we're excited about talking with you.
All right. Very cool. Thank you.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. So there you have it, everybody. This has been Affirmations for Living, and I am your host, Reverend Dr. Edvige. And I want, again, to extend to you to reach out to me on my website, affirmationsforliving.net. You can follow me on Facebook. And also, I have a book coming out shortly. It's called You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening. And it is truly finding your soul purpose. And I go through all the experiences that I've been having. And, you know, if you've been listening to my show, you know that I've been visited by our extraterrestrial beings for quite some time. And all of the knowledge, all of the things that are coming forth, really, it's about expanding and raising one's consciousness. So start looking for that. Again, get the app Awakened, and you can follow everything that I'm up to, AWAKENED, Awakened, and it's free. Till next time, be blessed, take care, bye-bye.